The Donald Trump campaign responding, by the way, to the idea of cracking down on EVs and making sure that people buy EVs and getting rid of gas and diesel cars, forcing the climate change agenda down people's throats, even though it's very unpopular. Donald Trump says on day one, we'll get rid of that. Day one, that goes away. We're not going to put up with that kind of nonsense. Not in my administration, he says. I believe him on that. And by the way, Ivy just walked in and handed me this story. Fisker, the electric car company startup Fisker, is now halting production in real financial trouble. Fisker, they're cool-looking cars, I'll give them that, but they're not selling. Nobody wants them. They have almost 5,000 in inventory, 4,700 plus, carried over from 2023 and 2024. While it has not completed an NRV analysis for 2024, Fisker believes the completed vehicle value for its inventory is in excess of $200 million. But right now it needs to raise $150 million in emergency funds. Emergency funds, it says. Otherwise, they're not going to make it. There you have it. That's a problem. Fisker, the latest EV company. And they go right in there with everybody else, does Fisker. They're in there with General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, all the companies that are struggling to survive. Because the EVs are not popular. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them at all. And therefore, they're going to sit there, and people are in real trouble here without question. And so, therefore, Fisker is the latest company to join this long list of EVs in real trouble. All right, so you got that going on. Still to come, Anna Mu is going to be here. New federal state of China. We're going to talk about the fact that there are apparently American troops stationed in Taiwan now permanently. This was just reported, and according to Drudge, if you go to the Drudge Report, who, you know, Drudge lost his way a long time ago, but, you know, we're on the brink of World War III because now China knows that we have permanent troops in Taiwan agitating Beijing. Xi Jinping cannot stand for this. We'll talk about it coming up with Anna Mu and so much more. What's going on with Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the relationship between the United States and China? Big showdown coming. We'll talk about it on the Steve Gruber Show.